Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Hanitan al Shivcha v'Nishtachra, Ayal Ayvedes Kechavim v'Niskayra, a person was accused of being together with a Gaya, and then afterwards, the Shivcha was freed, or the Gaya converted. The Halacha is still, Hareza lo Yichnais, he's not allowed to marry her, even though now technically she's mutter to him, he's not allowed to marry her. V'imkanas eimaitzin miyadai. But the mice, if they get married, we won't make them get divorced. Hanitan al Ishas Ish, however, if there's rumors about a person that he was together with an ishes ish vaitziuha, and we make them mitachas yadoi, and she gets divorced from her husband. So then afal pisha kanas yaitzei. Then even if this man who's accused of being with her, even if he goes ahead and marries her, we'll make them get divorced. Now the Gemara says about the first case, about the man who was accused of being with a Gaya, so he said that he's not allowed to be with her after she converts. He's not allowed to marry her. It's mashmud that other people can marry her, even lechatchila. So it's mashmud that the Geiris was considered a kasher Geiris. Ha Geiris, mi ahavya. So that's what the Gemara is medayik. It's mashmud that the Geiris was kasher. Ask the Gemara, Ramini, is Geiris when it was done for ulterior reasons? It seems like the Geiris was here was done for marriage. Is that a kasher Geiris? But we learned in the Braisa, echad ish nizgayr l'shem isha, v'echad ish nizgayr l'shem ish. If a man or woman they convert in order to marry, or a person converts for different reasons of wealth, or he wants to be higher ranks so that people should be scared of him. The halacha is ein and gerim. The halacha is that the gerim is not good. That's the sheet of Reb Nechemia. Someone who converts out of fear. He converts because he went to someone who had a dream and told him that he has to convert. Or a person who converts when things are going well for Klal Yisrael, when it was the popular thing to do, like in the times of Mordechai and Esther. So the halacha is ein and gerim, actually is gairu bizman hazeh. They're not gerim unless they convert nowadays. So the Gemara just explains, bizman hazeh ha-kodaytoch, it has to be nowadays. Ele'im ha-kib bizman hazeh. It has to be at times like today, when Klal Yisrael is not exactly in good eyes, in the eyes of everyone else. It's not the popular thing to be a Jew. So that's when a person has to convert. But if they're converting for ulterior reasons, so then the gerus itself is not good. Says the Gemara, Ha'idmar law, Amr of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bamarta, Mishmeh, the Rav, Halacha Kadivri, Aimer, Kulam, Geirim, Haim, that we don't paskin like Rem Nechemya, we paskin, and in all these cases, the Geiris is Kasher, at least Bidi Evet. Yahachi, if so, ask the Gemara, so then Lechatchilo Nami. So then we should allow this man who has rumors about him that he married the Gaya, that he was together with the Gaya, we should allow him to marry her Lechatchilo. Once she converts, it's true, she shouldn't have, but Lemaisa, once she converts, so now it should be Mutta for him to marry her even Lechatchilo. So says the Gemara, you're right, but he's not allowed to mishum de Rav Asi because of something that Rav Asi taught us. Damar Rav Asi haser mimcha ikshus peil lizus fasayim, that the person is supposed to live his life in a way that he doesn't allow people, he doesn't do something to cause others to speak badly about him. By him, by this man marrying this geiras, he's going to be mechazik the rumors that he was together with her while she was a gaya. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, im mekabim geirim lemeis Mashiach. In the future, in the times of Mashiach, we're not going to be mekabel geirim. Kiyaitzi ba'ilay kibul geirim lo bimidavid lo bimishlomo. And similarly, when things were very good for Klal Yisrael, like in the times of David HaMelech and Shlomo, so we did not accept geirim. Amar b'liyazer ma'ikra, what's the makar? The pasuk says, hein gor yagor, when could a person convert? Efes me'aisi, when Klal Yisrael is down, when they're in Golus, mi gar itach, that the ger who lived amongst you, alayach yipo, so he'll be with you, lasid lavai. But somebody who did not convert nowadays, so then aval idach lai. But otherwise, so if someone did not convert, so then he's not going to be with you. Lasid lavai. Then we're not going to accept geirim in the times of Mashiach. The sefer of the Mishnah had said anitzan l'ishes ish. If someone was accused about being with an ishes ish, then even if he marries her, we're going to make them get divorced. Amar Rav v'edim. This Mishnah is specifically discussing a case where there's Edim that this man was together with the Ishes Ish. Amr Rav Shesha, as Rav Shesha said about this, that Amino, I say, that Kinaim Veshachiv the Rav, Amr Lahishmaitza. That Rav must have been sleeping when he said over that then, that our Mishnah is talking specifically about a case where there's Edim. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa is clear that even if it's just rumors, even if there's no Edim, we still make them get divorced. Because the Braisa says, Anitan al Ishes Ish, Vaitzi Uha, if let's say, Vaitzi Al Yadoi, if let's say a man was accused about being with an Eishes Ish, and she gets divorced from her husband, and then she marries someone else, v'nizgar shem mitachas yadei acher, and she gets divorced then from the other man. So then, imkanas, if this man who marries her, the man who was accused about being with her originally, if he now marries her, so then lo yaitzi, we do not make him get divorced. Because being that there was a middle husband in between, so that sort of weakens the rumors, and now we do not make them get divorced. So eichidami, what's the case? If there's eidim that this man was mezana with her when she was an Eishes Ish, so then kiyasa acher rafsika lekala mayhavi. So who cares that someone else came in the middle and calmed down the rumors? The ma'isa, we have eidim that he was together with her, so she's completely usher to him. Elalav delaka eidim. So the b'risa must be discussing a case where there's no eidim. The taima, the only reason why we do not make them get divorced, is the asa acher rafsika lekala. Even though there's no eidim, the only reason why we allow them to stay married is because there was a middleman who married her. Halav hachi, but without the middleman, so then mafkinan, so then we would make them get divorced. Not like Rav. Rav said that we don't care about the rumors. It's only if there's eidim we make them get divorced. But here we see that even if it's just rumors, we would make them get divorced, if not for the fact that there was a middleman. So Amar Lech Rav, Rav will tell you that no, hu adin da'afagav d'loy asa achen v'afsake l'kala, even if there was no middleman, the middleman's not important batsim for our story, yika eidim afkinan, ilaka eidim loy mafkinan. It's only if there's eidim we make them get divorced, and if there's no eidim, we do not make them get divorced. So why does the Mishnah speak about, why does the Braisa speak about a middleman? Why does this, this is why the Braisa spoke about the middleman. It's coming to teach us that even though there was a middleman, we still don't allow this accused Baal to marry her l'chadchila. That's the chiddush of the Braisa. That even though there was a middleman, and we would never make them get divorced because we're talking about a case where there's no eidim, still he's not allowed to l'chadchila marry her. That's all the Braisa was coming to say. However, as the Gemara may say, we have a different Braisa which seems to be a kash on Rav. The Braisa says, when is it said that we do not make her get divorced from the accused Baal? That's only kishein labanim. It's only if she does not have children from the first husband. Aval yesh labanim, but she has children from the first husband, so then lo yitetze. So then we do not make them get divorced because it's going to cause people to spread rumors about the children that they're mamzerim. Now, v'im bayu eidei tuma afilu yesh abanim afilu yesh kam abanim teitze. Now, if there's eidei tuma, if there's eidim that saw that this man, this accused Baal, was together with her, so then of course we make them get divorced. They're completely usher to each other. It stinks for the children, but that's the din. She's usher to him. Of course we would make them get divorced. So this Bryce is a kasha and rav. The Bryce seems to be very clear that, that even when there's just rumors, as long as there's no children, so we make them get divorced. So says the Gemara, Rav Mukilo Lamasnisim Biyeshal Banim Biyeshal Edim. Rav will tell you our Mishnah is talking about a case where she had children from the first husband, which is why he had to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's Edim. Well, ask the Gemara, My Duchki the Rav Mukilo Lamasnisim Biyeshal Banim Biyeshal Edim. Why did Rav have to do that? Why did Rav have to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where she had children from her first husband, and the only reason why we make them get divorced is because there's eidim that she was mezana, utay medika eidim afkinan, and it's only because there was eidim that we make them get divorced. Vilaka eidim loy mafkinan, and if there's not eidim, we do not make them get divorced. Loikma v'she'in labanim. Why not just establish our Mishnah as talking about a case where she does not have children from the first husband, and then we could say that afal gav delaka eidim, even if there's no eidim, we make her get divorced from the accused Baal. So Amar Rava, Rava explains, because masnisan kashyasa, our Mishnah was a kasha to Rav. Rav had some difficulty with our Mishnah, with the lashon of our Mishnah. My area, the Tanya Haitziuha, listen, Haitzia. What's this lashon of Haitziuha? The Mishnah should just say that the first husband divorced her. Ella kol Haitziuha bebezdin. The reason why he uses the lashon of Haitziuha is because that's mashma that Bezdin made them get divorced. Now, if there was just rumors, why would Bezdin make them get divorced? Ubezdin be'edim hu demafke. Bezdin would only make them get divorced if there was edim. So you see that there was edim, so that's why Rav specifically made our Mishnah a case where she had children from the first husband, and the only reason why we make her get divorced from the accused Baal is because there's eidim about their relationship. V'bais Eima, says the Gemara, it could be that our Mishnah doesn't agree with both of the two Braises that we mentioned above. Until now we answered it a way to make it that our Mishnah fits with the Braisa. Now says the Gemara, V'bais Eima, that no, in a Chanami, our Mishnah does not fit with the Braisa. The Braises are Mavur that even for a rumor, we would make them get divorced. Even for a rumor, we would make them get divorced. Yet, says the Gemara, it's because the Braises are going like Rebbe. And Rebbe is much more machmir, I guess you could say, that even if there's no Edim, we make a man divorce his wife. Rebbe's much more machmir. He would listen to rumors. He would hold that if there's any sort of simin, that there was foul play, so then we make them get divorced, even if there's no Edim. But Rav will tell you that our mission is not going like Rebbe. So you're right, you have a Braisa which says that even by just rumors we make them get divorced, but that's because the Braisa is going like Rebbe and our Mishnah is not going like Rebbe. So where do we find that Rebbe is much more machmer when it comes to these halachas? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Reichel Yaitse Ve'isha Chageres Besinar, if a man comes home and he sees that there's a peddler going around from house to house selling his wares, and he's walking out of his house, and his wife, when he walks in, he sees that his wife is putting on her undergarments, so I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, since it looks very off, he has to divorce her. And similarly, if he sees the peddler coming out and he sees that there's some saliva on the bed, which is also an indication that somebody just had relationships on the bed, so also I'm a Rebbe, he has to divorce her. And also if he comes in again, the peddler is walking out and he sees that he sees that there are shoes underneath the bed that are facing the other direction, it seems like somebody was in like a rush, somebody was very nervous, so that also I'm a Rebbe, Hailu Mukhura Dover Tate said he has to divorce her. So you see that Rebbe Shita is that even when there's no Edim, even when there's just these Simanim, we make them get divorced, he's the Tana of the Braisa. Now the Gemara just says to explain the last case, Minalai Mafuchim, the case of where the shoes are backwards, Lechzi Demaninu. Why doesn't he just see whose shoes they are? If they're the peddler's shoes, then he knows he has a problem. And if they're his own shoes, then there's no problem. Elamakim Minalai Mafuchim. It's not that he sees that there are shoes there that are backwards, he sees that there's an imprint in the dirt, there's an imprint of shoes that are backwards. Somebody was clearly in a rush, that's why he has to assume that there was foul play and he has to divorce his wife.